Every afternoon, Ninfa rings up groceries at La Michoacana Meat Market in Dallas. She's been there 6 years and scans packets of queso fresco and jamón with impressive speed. A decade ago, Ninfa, who doesn't want us to use her last name, was a student in Mexico and got healthcare for free. Now, when she gets sick or needs a checkup, she takes a bus across town to a clinic run by Parkland Hospital. Each visit costs $22. Ninfa says there are requirements. You have to present a pay stub, identification, and proof of Dallas County residency. But they don't ask for proof of citizenship. She says not all undocumented immigrants know about this type of health clinic. A lot, she says, are afraid to seek care and end up at the emergency room. Ninfa says she knows people who've gone to the ER at Parkland, and every month they get a bill for $800. Some go 5-6 years without a checkup, she says. They go in to give birth without even knowing whether the baby is healthy. Skipping care is not only risky, it's expensive for both the uninsured and taxpayers, because public hospitals end up footing the bill. It's hard to find out just how much is spent treating the undocumented. Most hospitals don't ask about immigration status. But in 2010, Texas says public hospital districts spent $717 million for uncompensated care. Proponents of the Affordable Care Act argue the law will save money because more people will be insured, see doctors, and avoid the ER. Problem is,
undocumented immigrants are one of the groups that are categorically excluded from the penalties as well as the benefits of the Affordable Care Act.
Devin Herrick is a health economist at the National Center for Policy Priorities. He says, on the one hand, the undocumented won't be required to get insurance. On the other, they won't be able to buy insurance in the new marketplace. Not allowing this group of people, who tend to be younger and healthier, into the national healthcare system could cost the country.
It would benefit the risk pool to have a lot of young, healthy people in the marketplace. And so, at the very least, it would be good for not just immigrants, but everyone to have access to affordable coverage.
In Texas, 800,000 of the people without insurance are undocumented. Herrick worries many of them will still end up in the ER at places like Parkland, which wouldn't comment for this story.
A lot of safety net hospitals are going to be struggling because they cannot be guaranteed they will actually attract the patients that have the health coverage. And if they continue to attract those who don't have health coverage, at the same time they're losing some of their subsidies to help cover those without health coverage, they're going to have problems because of the cost.
That's why the Affordable Care Act aims to steer the uninsured into community clinics, places like Los Barrios Unidos in West Dallas. This clinic already serves more than 20,000 patients a year. CEO Leonor Marquez.
Most of the folks we see are working poor, working folks. The vast majority do not have health insurance.
Los Barrios Unidos received $5 million from the Affordable Care Act to open a new building in South Oak Cliff.
What we already see now is unmet demand, especially with people who don't have a regular source of care.
Workers at Los Barrios Unidos don't usually ask patients about immigration status. That will change in October when it comes time to sign people up for Obamacare.
Of the 300 patients that we see today, perhaps two-thirds of them don't have health insurance. Now, if another third of them have health insurance, that helps us cover our costs in providing care.
Marquez says reimbursements from insurance companies and the government will go toward hiring doctors and nurses who will treat anyone, whether or not they're documented. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.